Keycode New Generation Series. Level 5. Page 73. Activity 3. Listen and check your answers and number the order in which the healthy habits were presented. Then, with a short phrase, write one benefit from adopting each.
Good morning, everyone. It's pretty early right now. I guess you have just woken up. But what better way to start the day than talking about the 5 healthy habits that I use daily, which have taken me to the shape and healthy state I am now. Can't be happier for that. Now, during the off-season, especially when I'm home, I try to focus on these because I really think that they help me stay fit and motivated to keep this healthy lifestyle. These are the actions that help me like. Just make sure that I am following my parents' footsteps into having a healthy lifestyle. And I can tell they also help with begin strong physically and mentally. Okay, so. While in the off-season, I start by setting up certain goals. And those goals become the starting point. So, first habit that I do is get up early. I know it is hard sometimes, and it gets worse when you are not an early bird. But you must keep it on. You will slowly become accustomed to it, and it will eventually be incorporated in your daily routine. That's what I did, and now I am waking up about 5 to 6 every single morning. Sometimes without an alarm, and that's awesome. Then I do things like making the bed and checking out my email box or if I missed any phone calls during the night. After that, I always drink water because the body is dehydrated when you first wake up, and also take some vitamins, and of course, the best part of starting the day to me. Making some coffee. There is one thing I'd like to point out here. Grabbing your cell phone like first thing in the morning is not a good habit. As I said before, I just check out some things quickly to make sure there is nothing important or an emergency to take care of. Next, grabbing a book or just going to sit outside in the sunlight is just very relaxing. That's a perfect time to check the calendar, your planner or your things to do list. Having your days planned help a lot to avoid anxiety and mad rushing. Learning to be organized takes time, but it is worthwhile. Now habit 2. Get your workout done. Any sportswear can do. For example, mine are usually some shark biker shorts, a light t-shirt, some socks, and my favorite sneakers. And that's it, that easily I get ready for the gym. Honestly, nothing too fancy that can get me delaying, the focus is the exercise, not the look. Well, simple wearing but feeling comfortable. So before starting my workout routine, I do some stretching and controlled breathing. Don't forget to do some relaxing drills to get your body recovering from hard exercising. That's another habit to adopt, it helps to get recovered physically and mentally. Remember to listen to your body. Up now, possibly the most important of all. Get the right food in you. Exercising is good for keeping fit, but the right food helps to control weight and keep the body working properly. I am not saying that you cannot try snacks or something sweet. Just make sure it is little and that the occurrence of it is kept to the minimum. And definitely, all bodies are different, so if you have the chance to go consult a professional like a dietitian, go for it. It will be the best way to keep your food intake balanced. And keep in mind that what you eat gives energy to the body, so you'd better make sure you get what you need to do great during your working out times. Getting your people is the last habit to develop. How hard it becomes to be able and open to tell your people you love them or just show them that you care. Say bye and wish them a good day when you leave home. Or maybe prepare a note for them or a light snack for them to have at a break time. Some small actions can trigger good feelings, and that's something everybody needs in this rumbling world we live in now. It has to do with some chemicals in the brain like serotonin, which helps to feel relaxed and happy, and dopamine, which helps with memory, motivation, and mood. It all at good levels and balanced, of course.